كن شاعر، وإذا ما كنت ذا قلب قنوع فأنت ومالك الدنيا سواء. You have to be self, you have to have content heart with piety, with righteousness, regardless of how much wealth you have. So you need to prepare for your children's future by being righteous and pious. The right, because of relationship among the children, among not only parents and children, but furthermore the spouses and also the relatives, kinship, something else that you might have not heard of, something else that you might have thought only belongs to Shia, and that is the right for the descendants and the people who belong to the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. قال الله عز وجل للنبي عليه الصلاة والسلام في القرآن الكريم قل لا أسألكم عليه أجرا إلا المودة في القربة. Say to them, O Muhammad, I don't want any reward from you except to observe me in having good relations with my family. وقال أبو بكر الصديق رضي الله تعالى عنه ارقبوا محمدا في آل بيته. Abu Bakr al-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala and said to people, observe the rights of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam over you in his own family after his death alayhi salatu wa sallam. So that's right, because these are rights because of the relationship, and also friendship also entitle people to some rights. Kama qala alayhi salatu wa sallam, خير الأصحاب أنفعهم لصاحبه وخير الجيران أنفعهم لجاره. The best of companions are those who are more beneficial to their companions, and the best of neighbors are those who are more beneficial to their neighbors. I'm getting tired, and you must get tired also. We're getting there. It's only probably half an hour. No, don't worry. About the place, people in the place, neighborhood, your neighbor. Abu Dharr al-Ghifari was advised by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you can, if you cook, then make more, add more water to your soup in order to have and be able to give to your neighbor. And Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, I would say neighbors are not of the same category. Closer neighbors have more rights than farther neighbors. As the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked by Sayyidah Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, إِنَّ لِي جَارَيْ فَإِلَىٰ أَيِّهِمَا أُهْدِي, to whom shall I give, or should I give? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إلى أقربهما 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 بابا, to the one who is closer to your door than the other. From that which I said, rights of a Muslim over another Muslim are general rights that are entitled, that every Muslim is entitled to, whether from China, from Egypt, from Africa, Asia, Europe, anywhere in the world. And these rights can be multiplied because of other categories and specific relations or specific place, neighborhood, companions, etc. And also because of the financial status, because of the social status, like in marriage, or because of the health status. كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام قبل أن يموت أحرجه حق الضعيف والمرء, which means I emphasize more the right of the weak. Somebody weak mentally, somebody weak mentally, do not take advantage of them as it is, as happen, is happening today. So they have more rights than a healthy Muslim, somebody who was really being cheated a lot during the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam because of his mental condition. And he came and he complained to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he said, what should I do? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, when you sell and buy, say, give me and take and don't cheat me. فقل ها وها ولا خلافة, meaning that I'm giving you in honesty and give me in honesty, do not cheat me. Now if you say to somebody, do not cheat me, he would say, yeah, yeah, okay, I won't cheat you. And he takes advantage of you. And these huquq, these rights can be multiplied because of the different categories. So if there is a Muslim who is a relative, who is neighbor, who is a scholar, that's more rights than a Muslim who is neighbor, who is relative, but not a scholar, because we have to respect our scholars. Don't you agree? Or you wouldn't agree after this lecture. Anyway, I really thank you for your patience. I have taken a long time for, I did not mean to, I just wanted to talk about it in a very brief yet inclusive way, that you don't leave this lecture assuming that the rights of a Muslim over another Muslim are limited to the hadith that says حق المسلم على المسلم, and that's it. We must know it from a very comprehensive way, because we would like to follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in, I would say, in its comprehensiveness. And also, I would like to point out to you that in this long lecture, you haven't noticed that I mentioned that race is one of the reasons that you have given rights or take rights more than other people, or nationality. People from X area of the world, they have rights over the people from X only neighborhood. So if you happen to live next or in the neighborhood of somebody who is, who does not belong to your nation or nationality, who does not happen to belong to your own race, that's closer to you than the person who is from your race and from another locality, even if they are both Muslims. So Islam really did give categories, and these race issue or nationalism issues are not considered in Islam. اللهم اجعلنا إخوة متحابين متعاونين على طاعتك وتقواك ومحبة نبيك واتباع سنته ومحبة أصحابه ومحبة عباد الله الصالحين. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم وللمسلمين.